Picture your average school. Students cycle through the standard classes where they learn about things like meiosis and mitosis or iambic pentameter. When the final bell rings, kids rush out and the building shuts down for the night. Now picture a school that also functions as a sort of doctor's office, food pantry, and community center, all wrapped up in one. There's a clothing closet for kids whose families can't always afford new clothes. Parents drop by after school hours for classes on nutrition or financial literacy. This is what's called a community school. There's already one in Las Cruces, Lynn Middle School, which provides some of these services. Now, the city and school district are working to create more.
Our goal is to support and sustain a network of high-quality community schools to promote student achievement, positive conditions for learning, and the well-being of families and our community.
That's Mayor Ken Miyagashima speaking at a recent press conference. The City of Las Cruces and Las Cruces Public Schools are creating a new board, which will help schools transform into community hubs, where local partners can provide families with resources and opportunities. Mary Parr Sanchez is community school liaison for LCPS. She says right now, lots of students can't meet their full academic potentials.
Many, unfortunately, are bringing with them a number of barriers that get in the way of their success. Whether it's hunger, untreated trauma, or just needing a positive relationship with a caring adult, we cannot ignore the basic needs of our students and families.
David Greenberg is community school coordinator for the district. He stresses this isn't a one-size-fits-all model.
Every community school looks different. There's approximately 5,000 schools that identify as community schools throughout the country, and each one is customized to the unique needs and assets of that community. So we often say that if you've seen one community school, you've seen one community school.
Mayor Miyagashima estimates the city could dedicate between $50,000 and $70,000 to the program each year. He says the new board will likely start meeting next fall. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Mallory Falk.